Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We have just got done sharing a series of messages on how to bring forth fruit in your life. And now we're going to begin to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And the first one is the fruit of love in your life. And it all starts out with us loving God. God wants us to have the fruit of love, and we need to love God with all of our heart. Remember that God is a God of love. He is a God who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. He loved us so much, even when we were dead in sins. He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we're saved, and He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Praise God, we've been saved through faith, by grace, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God is a God of love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says that we're to love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. If you don't walk in love, you really don't know God. He is love, for God is love. In fact, in verse 16, it says, we've known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. God wants you to believe in the love of God, know the love of God. God is a God of love, and we need to learn to dwell in that and believe in that. Praise God, and watch him bring it forth. You know, our Heavenly Father loved Jesus. The Father loved the Son, and He gave all things into His hand. Well, He loves us, and He's given all things into our hand as well. The Father loved the Son and showed Him all things that He was doing. And He does the very same thing for us. Our Heavenly Father, through the Holy Spirit, will reveal everything of the Word of God. He'll lead us and guide us into all truth, and He will show us all things that we have need of, and that we can walk in His ways and do the very works of God. Praise God. You know, because of the Father's love for Jesus, He said, I laid down my life that I might take it again. And it's important that we learn to yield ourselves. God loves us so much that He gave Jesus for us. And Jesus went to the cross and He bore away our sin. And He gave His life for us. How much more should we yield our life, a living sacrifice unto Him, and be a vessel for the Lord to work through us? Praise God. John 14:21 says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loved me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. If we have his commandments, then we should keep them. And if we have them and keep them, that's what he says. He is the one that loveth me. The real one who loves God is the one who has his commandments and keeps them consistently. Praise God. The Bible says the Father himself loves you because you've loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Say the Lord didn't just set his love upon us or choose us because we were more in number than people, it says. But in fact, he says you're the fewest of all the people. But it was because the Lord loved you because he would keep the oath which he'd sworn unto their fathers. This is speaking in Deuteronomy chapter 7 to the Israelites. The Lord brought them out with a mighty hand and redeemed them from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Well, praise God. God loves every one of us. He's brought us out of Satan's authority, out of the bondage of the world. He's redeemed us by the blood of Jesus, and He's given us the covenant. He has sworn by His word. You can swear by no greater. And praise God, He loves us, and He's going to perform His covenant in our life. He's a God who keeps covenant mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. We need to be one of those who love God. Do you love God with all your heart? It's shown by you doing the Word. It's shown by you walking in His ways. It's shown by your fruit in your life. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord appeared unto old and said, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I'll tell you, God's love doesn't run out. It is an everlasting love. Praise God. He has such a rich love toward us. We know John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. In fact, the kindness and love of our God, our Savior, toward man appeared. How did He do it? When Jesus came and He set us free. He redeemed us, praise God. He saved us. He washed us of generation. He renewed the Holy Spirit in us. And now, praise God, He brought forth His blessings. In fact, the Bible says God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How do we perceive the love of God? Because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren as well. See, when you understand how much God loves you, and you have a revelation of it, you'll receive His love, but also you will learn to lay down your lives for the brethren as well. 1 John 3:17 says, if you have this world's good and see your brother have need, and shut up your bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in you? If you see someone in need and you don't go reach out to minister to him, where is the love of God? It's not dwelling in us if it's not shown in action. He says in verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It's going to be shown forth by our action. Praise God. Very important. In fact, love is that not that we love God, but that He loved us. He loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. And He showed forth that love by doing something about our situation. We need to do the very same thing. In 1 John 3:1, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, what great love. We now in relationship to God as our Heavenly Father, we are sons and daughters of God. Of course, the world will know us not because it didn't know Him. Don't expect the world to know you because you are not of this world. You are from above. You are of the Father. You have been born again. Praise God. And now you have the love of God in you. In fact, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:5, you're to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all of your might. He wants you to love Him with everything within you. Praise God. Over in 1 Peter 1:8, it says, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We haven't seen Him, but we love Him. We love Him with our faith. And we see the reality of His work in our life. Praise God, He is wonderful. You need to love God. And again, it's shown by you doing the Word. In fact, Jesus said it in John 14:15. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. If you really love God, you are going to keep the commandments of God. You're going to keep yourself in the love of God. You're going to be doing what the Word of God says. Now, 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world. When we talk about love, this is the agape love. This sees something as valuable and precious and of great worth. The world has no value, is not precious, and it doesn't have any worth. Don't value the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love or value the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Don't love the things of this world. He says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Not only are we to love God, but we're to abide in that love. And it's going to be shown as you keep the Word consistently. John 14:24, he that loves me not keeps not my sayings. He doesn't continue to keep my sayings. The word which you've heard is mine, not but the Father's which sent me. He says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. You need to keep yourself in the love of God. And as you do so, you'll be doing the Word of God. And you can look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it'll come forth towards you. In fact, praise God, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, whoso keeps His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. It'll be perfected in your life. And that's how we know that we are in Him. Hallelujah. Well, God's a God who wants to show forth love towards you. And He shows it forth as He pours out His mercy. He shows mercy unto those that love Him and keep His commandments. He is a God who is faithful. The Bible talks about how we should love Him with all of our heart. It says, oh, love the Lord, all ye saints, For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. These are great benefits that He's going to bring forth for those that will walk in the love of God. In Psalms 91:14 it says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. You set your love upon God, He is going to deliver you, praise God. Psalms 97:10, you that love the Lord, hate evil. If you really love the Lord, you'll hate evil, you'll hate sin, you'll hate things that is not of the Lord. And then it says, He preserveth the souls of the saints, and He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. He preserves all those that love Him, Psalms 145, verse 20. In fact, Proverbs 8:17, He says, I love them that love me. You'll draw God's love. In fact, He says, I'll cause those that love me to inherit substance. In Proverbs 8:21, He says, I'll fill their treasures, praise God. God wants to fill your treasures. In fact, He'll cause all things that you pray about to work together for good to those that love God as you speak forth His word. You know, the enemy comes to try to separate you from the love of Christ, but praise God, we can be doing the word and holding fast and as more than conquerors, taking authority over the enemy, and nothing's going to separate us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It's the enemy coming with tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. Because we've been considered as sheep for the slaughter by the devil. But praise God, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And praise God, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And it's going to manifest in our life. You know, 1 John 2:9 says that eyes not seen, nor ear has heard, or has even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. God's got great things for you. Do you love God? If you love God, oh, He's going to do great things for you. If a man love God, the same is known of him. If you love God, you're going to grow up strong in Him. He's going to reveal the truth to you. He's going to help you to walk in His ways, and you're going to bring forth much fruit in your life. As you love God, His grace, His mercy, His peace is going to be abundantly poured out upon you, and you're going to see much fruit. God wants you to grow up and walk in the love of God at all times. As we believe this love, then we're going to see Him manifest Himself. Remember that love is the greatest of all things, and God wants to bring forth that love abiding in you. And as that love's in you, you shall know the Lord and walk in fellowship with Him. Walk in the love of God. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.